This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're back here live at the Homewood Suites in Glastonbury as part of the Holiday Store. And, of course, one of our favorites, Don Cusson from Cusson Automotive. What were you just saying about – I'm about to go over there and eat. Well, so what were you saying?
You got to be careful because there's an awful lot of carbs going on over there. And you're asking me about how do you stay in good shape.
Yeah, because you look great.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that.
You're like 600 years old and you look good.
Well, you know.
No, seriously. Like, I just was curious because – for me, I look in the mirror and I'm like, I don't want to look in the mirror again because this time of year is tough. There's so many social engagements, eating bad food, and probably drinking a little too much and so on and so forth. But so it's challenging. But we digress. I mean, we just had a phenomenal conversation, me, you, and Joey, about the labor force and everything like that. I just want to reset. Don Cusson from Cusson Automotive. A couple of things I want to thank you for. Number one, you're a huge supporter of our station. But people don't realize this. You're a huge supporter of me and the show. And I love, you know, I have an open dialogue with many people within my orbit. But I love getting a text from you, this or that or the other thing, and chiming in. And I love the fact that, you know, we've known each other only a short time. And you feel comfortable enough to reach out and communicate like that. So, like, personally and professionally, I feel a connection to both you and your company.
Well, I do appreciate that very much. And I do thank you for the fact that you invited me in here to be able to talk about whatever we want to talk about, and I'm willing to, let's just run the gamut. First of all, I'm spending a bunch of time here on air with you, but the first thing is, what are we here for? We're here for because of the Salvation Army, right? Salvation Army's done a tremendous job over many, many years, and Donald, welcome aboard here to the Connecticut region, and I want to be able to present. All right, we got to do a little business here, right? We got to do a little presentation. Yeah. I want to be able to present a check on behalf of Cusson Automotive. This is our annual thank you very much for what you guys do.
It's incredible.
And it means a lot. It means an awful lot to me, my family. We're blessed that we're able to do this.
$2,500 from Cusson Automotive and the fine folks here in the business that you've built. And you're here every year, and we appreciate it. And this is, like, fantastic because, like, for me, like, I always worry about the start of these things because it's, like, a slow burn, right?
Yeah,
and then we
right?
build up, and, like, things like this make me feel a lot more comfortable, you know, because I'm like, okay, I can breathe for the rest of today, and then I'll stop breathing again tomorrow in Avon. But, I mean, that's huge because that's not like you have some endowment or some charitable foundation.
No, you're absolutely correct about that, but I always enjoy coming in here early on in the season because once you get the big boys in here towards the end,
whatever.
And they're like, Don, who? Who was
Don
that guy?
Who?
Yeah.
Give me a coffee, Don. What are you doing? That's not true at all.
No,
but we
no.
appreciate it. And on behalf of, you know, I know, you know, Donald and everyone and Deb Kemner is here with us, too. They're grateful for it because, you know, for us, we're still, even though it's my third full year, it's my third year solo, Joey. I think it is my third year solo.
Yeah.
It's important, like people like you and your company who've been part of WTIC for a long time, to stay connected as we switch over from Ray is a big deal.
Correct. No, you're right. And the first time I was in a studio with Ray, it was funny. I was like nervous as could be, and I called him Joe. And he was like, yeah, whatever, Joe, Ray, what do you want to call me, you know?
I mean, Ray truly does not care.
No, I know. But it was funny. And
I was nervous. I went in, 2004, I went in there with Ray and Diane. Was she there?
Yep.
I was, like, really nervous.
Right?
Like, very, very nervous.
And this is what you do.
I know. I mean, so I can see it. It's not like turning a wrench or rebuilding an engine or what have you. Listen, we only got a couple minutes. I want to ask you about the business, right? First of all, Cusson Automotive, like you have a...
So we have many divisions.
Yeah.
And the many divisions come with a lot of knowledge. So we repair anything from a Volkswagen to a Ford on our automotive side. And then from there, we do medium-duty stuff, fleet medium-duty work, and we do motorhome repair. Now, the motorhome stuff that we do is all the drivetrain. I don't do the bodies, the toilets, and refrigerators.
Do you put a motorhome up on a jack?
Yes, we do, yeah. We have the equipment, right? So we have the equipment to be able to put motorhomes up in the air. I can put 58,000 pounds in the air.
Wow.
And so that we have our whole heavy-duty division, which just works on heavy-duty trucks. So I'm a Cummins warranty facility, and so we're working on heavy-duty vehicles.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All the time. So that division really is separate, but yet it all crosses over. We know what's going on over there. We know what's going on the automotive side. I'm there as the head of state, but my hands are in on everything. They need help over here, Don. What can we do? You know, I'm not repairing cars anymore. There's plenty of times I'm going out there, and she's looking at my hands. Today. So there's plenty of times that, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give my input or give my hand wherever I can. I'll do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, to have these skill sets of these guys of what they're doing, it's difficult. This is really, really difficult.
Well, it's specialized work. And again, we're talking with Don Custin from Custin Automotive, a huge just benefactor of the Salvation Army and a crucial part of what we do here. I don't know how much longer you're going to do it. It sounds like your son will take over the business, which was one of my questions today. Is like, you know, is there a succession plan? And is there a way to put in some sort of charter or the legal documents that they have to do this with the holiday store every year, even after you retire? Because I think you should talk to your attorney about that to make sure it's in the documents.
I think it is written in there. It's written in there that, hey, we have to take care of these people. And it's our neighbors we're taking care of. And my son and our group, they understand that. They know why we're here and what we're doing. It's just not about us.
You should bring him in next year.
We will.
Yeah, because we'd like to meet him.
Yeah, we'll take the place
Why
over.
Not? We'll just get a bunch of greasy hands on the bacon and eggs over there.
Right?
Labor is you have a specialized business in so many facets. I mean, how difficult is it right now to find good people?
It's very difficult. And anyone who owns an automotive repair shop or dealership or whatnot, they're all saying the exact same thing. And so you've got to be involved with who is it, the technical schools. You have to be involved with outreach. You have to be involved dropping names wherever you can, and it's all interconnected.
But it's a great way to earn a middle-class living, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. My gosh, absolutely. These guys do very well.
So what is it? The kids don't want to do the work? Or what is the problem?
So the problem is it started in school, and Joe and I were talking about this, that like you're not going to be repairing cars. There's no living that can happen with that, right? And so generation 25 years ago, let's just talk about it there. That's really where it started. Yeah. And the tech schools were just trying to get going, but yet to get the instructors at the tech school level, they weren't bringing the right people in. And when I talk about the technical schools, it's carpentry, it's electrical, it's plumbing, it's automotive, it's all of that. So now I'm involved with Vinyl Tech, and there's two instructors there. I will say they worked for me at one point. And these guys are a great you know, contact. And these guys work very hard at, you know, what they're doing to bring the right kids.
So create like a feeder system for you.
It is absolutely a feeder system, and it works. And it works very well.
Well, maybe we'll see you again. I mean, this is not enough time. I mean, maybe you'll come back to another morning and we'll chit-chat, because I always like to know about the business and catch up on things. But we want to thank you very much,
thank
Don.
Thank you very much.
And keep texting away, good or bad. You know, Shackman, you were terrible this morning. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.